You are listening to the Estheticians Earning More podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 127.
Welcome to the Estheticians Earning More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started.
Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised, or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together, and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Happy Monday. Welcome back. I hope you've had a great week. I want to talk today about when to make a pivot in your business and how to make a pivot in your business. I first want to share about some of the pivots that I've made in my business, both my esthetician business when I was working in San Diego and I had BLH Beauty up and running, as well as this esthetician coaching business that I have. So as you may know, I first became an esthetician. I was hired on by one of my really good friends to be a makeup artist, which is really a dream come true for me. She had me shadow her the spring that I was in esthetician school. And so I went to every single wedding that she had, which was every weekend and usually all day, both of those days. Sometimes we'd have two weddings, which was crazy. We'd start at 4 a.m. and end at like 2 p.m. And I loved it. It was so much fun. I would shadow her. I would watch her, learn from her. And then as time got on, I would do parts of the makeup for the different people we're putting makeup on. I'd do eyeshadow or mascara, or kind of just touching them up, lips or whatever, to kind of get my feet wet. And I just like couldn't believe this was real life. Like I couldn't believe. I remember I went to, I had a job she helped me get once I became licensed, and I went and I did makeup for a commercial, actually two commercials. And I was like, how am I getting paid to be at a commercial all day putting makeup on people? I couldn't believe a year before I was working, you know, 60 hours a week at a Target job that I absolutely hated. It was like, this is crazy. And so I invested in my makeup kit, and she actually really tried to help me keep my costs low. She gave me a lot of brushes and things that, you know, were expensive. And she gave me, and we did airbrush makeup and airbrush, what are they even called? Airbrush machine that you use. She really did help me a lot, and it still was really expensive. All the makeup still was really expensive. And my now husband, he was my boyfriend at the time, and he like got me a really nice makeup chair so I wasn't having to bend over trying to do makeup and killing my back. And I had a nice case that I put all my stuff in. And it just was like, just, I was just thrilled. I was absolutely thrilled. I went and took another advanced makeup course, which ended up not being a super good investment for me, but I still was just so excited to, I'm like doing, I just could not believe it. I've always loved makeup. Like, how am I doing makeup for a living? You know, I also at the time got my first esthetician job doing facials. And that was also just so wild to me. Again, like I'm working in this environment where people come in to relax and I help them relax and it's calm and relaxed. And again, you know, my job previously was working as an assistant store manager at Target. And I don't know if I have fully told the story, but I opened a Target store in San Diego County. I had been working at one store and they were opening a store, the Del Sur store, if you're local to San Diego. And I was selected to be on that team, which felt like a really big honor at the time. Now I kind of feel like they just needed a body because I did not realize what I was signing up for, which was it was the worst and hardest thing I've ever had to do by far in a career. It was absolutely insane. And I remember before the store was being built and our team was formed and we were hiring people and we rented an office space that we did interviews out of and we would meet every day. And I remember that some of the people, my peers on the team, there was like five of us that we all had different things in the store that we were in charge of. And most of the people on my peer team were like, I hate being in an office every day. Cannot wait to be back in a store where I'm walking around and physically doing things, like moving things and stocking things and making things look nice, which they call zoning. And I was thinking like, oh my gosh, I can't. I wish I didn't have to go work in the store. I love working in the office. I was like, that's interesting. And so I had that pivot, as you may have heard my story, where I pivoted from, you know, this job Target to this, like, now here I am as an esthetician doing relaxing facials. Like, what is this life? So as my first year working as an esthetician, I was doing facials during the week in the evenings, I usually work from like 5 to 9 because that's when I could get people to book with me. And then I did makeup on the weekends. And year two of doing that, I slowly started really resenting the makeup. I really started to be like, I really don't want to get up at 3:30 and drive, you know, 25 minutes to some hotel that's really hard to find and I can't get parking and I'm not sure. Like, it's just like all the logistics of like getting to the room and carrying my case and my chair and then getting there and people aren't ready for their makeup and now I'm trying to like do makeup in this like cramped hotel room that's like hot and I don't have time to stop and drink water or eat because literally we're back to back trying to get all these faces done because obviously the more faces we can get in our time, the more money we make. And I started really hating it. I started really hating doing the makeup. But it was wild to me because something that I so believed I was going to do and loved doing initially became not so fun and became kind of a chore and became something that I was like, I mean, I would much rather do that every day for the rest of my life than go back and work at Target. Do not get me wrong. I would go back to makeup before a lot of other things I've done in the past, for sure. I didn't hate it like I hated the other things I've done in my career. But when I thought about even just doing facials, which facials still wasn't my favorite thing as an esthetician of things I've done, I much prefer to do the facial. It was a very calm environment. I worked with one person at a time. It wasn't this like kind of high intense energy day. The person was there to relax. It was, everything was set up in my control. I wasn't trying to like move things around and carry things and, you know, all the kind of chaos that came with weddings. And of course, I could have worked more in the commercial side. I lived close enough to LA. I could have gone to LA, and I know a lot of makeup artists do that and do like local commercials. But again, those days were so long. They're 12 hours days of standing around waiting for the scenes to be shot. And then you're going in and powdering people's faces and fixing up their makeup. The excitement of that kind of wore off. It was like, I'm just standing here with powder and blush, essentially, and bronzer, hoping, you know, just looking in the monitor to make sure that they looked okay, right? It kind of was like boring and tedious. So it became clear to me that facials was much more interesting to me. And so I stopped doing makeup once I opened my business and I was doing enough facials and started to do acne. And I remember my now husband
He was my husband at the time when I opened my business. He was like, you keep switching. You know, you really said you wanted to do makeup, and then you said you wanted to do facials. And I actually was trying to learn sugaring at that point and did not get that off the ground. And he's like, and then you want to learn sugaring. I spent a lot of money learning sugaring. And then you're also doing acne, he wasn't criticizing me. He was just like, what's happening? You just keep kind of switching what you want to do and what you're interested in. And that's a total fair thing. That was happening. I kept pivoting in my business. And the reality is, the truth is, I didn't know what I liked doing until I did it. I thought I would love sugaring. Again, it was too finicky for me. The sugar pace was too finicky. The people's body temperatures was made me really anxious. My hand, like even thinking about my hands starting to sweat. So then I would like warm up the pace. And there were so many variables that I was really anxious about when I started doing it. For some reason, doing extractions was always very calming to me. the woman I worked for taught me how to do them. I got really good at doing them. I got really confident doing them. And it was just like, let's go. Like it didn't feel hard. It just felt really easy and fun. Like I remember when I was doing either waxing, I did some waxing because it was a lot easier for me, or sugaring, I would be like, oh, there's still a hair. Like I already did waxes so many times, and now I have to use the tweezers. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm so annoyed. I never felt that way with extractions. I never felt like, oh man, there's another blackhead. Man, I thought I got them all. It was like, yes, there's another blackhead. I'm so excited, right? But that took time. That took time for me to learn what I like to do. And it was expensive. Like learning to sugar, learning to do makeup, investing in my makeup kit, all of the things that I did and spent my money on. There were a lot of different investments that I made in my time and my money. And again, from the outside, you could be like, you know, she's just kind of floundering. She can't make up her mind. She's doing this, she's doing that. You could argue that for sure. Or you can look at it as I was learning to pivot when things weren't working for me. And things cannot work for you from a financial standpoint or a desire standpoint or both. Now, don't get me wrong. As much as I love treating acne and doing the extractions, you know, it kind of got predictable. You know, the excitement of once my business was making money and I wasn't really trying to find clients anymore, and I was just every day just seeing clients, and that kind of like, oh, 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 like trying to make money, trying to do this, trying to, like that wore off, and it's just kind of the daily, this is what I'm doing every day. Yeah, that, you know, can get a little bit bored. You can get a little bit like, I feel like I'm gonna do something different. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about a very clear knowing that like, I don't want to keep doing this. I don't want to keep doing facials and massages every day. I'm not a massage therapist, right? I don't want to carry my kit at 4 o'clock in the morning to some hotel in San Diego and deal with a bridal party and bridesmaids and all the mother-in-laws and oh my gosh, all the drama. I do not want it. I do not like this, right? I don't really care about hair removal. If the hair is still there, I kind of don't care. It's not that important to me to fix it. I'm kind of get over it fast. That's very different from being like, you know, the day-to-day scene of clients is, you know, can kind of get a little bit monotonous and can kind of feel a little like boring here and there. And, you know, it's like just going to work every day. That's very different. So if you feel the need to pivot or you have pivoted in your business, you have a lot of guilt around it. You're like, I know I'm doing this. I know I spend a lot of time or money or both or energy or convincing people this was what I wanted to do. And now I'm going to do this instead. I want you just to think about like, is this because you're bored or is it because you really just don't like it? It just wasn't what you thought it was going to be at the end of the day. Again, I was so convinced I was going to be a sugarista, like my friend Megan, who was on the podcast a few episodes ago. I for sure thought I'd be the the esthetician that had the two rooms and the people going back to back in an hour and just doing Brazilian after Brazilian and like, let's go and like just killing it. I thought that I for sure was going to do that. No, it didn't. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. And that's okay. I just want to give you permission. Like, it's okay if as you grow as a person and you get, you know, more comfortable doing the services that you're doing, if you're like, I don't want to do the service anymore. Even if the service makes you a lot of money, like, I don't want to do it anymore. Don't stop doing it until you've replaced the income. Like, facials were not, as you may have heard me say, not something I wanted to keep doing and promoting. So I still did them. I still rebooked my people every month. I never like discouraged them from coming. Never was like, oh, wait, you want to come back? Oh, okay. I booked them. I made sure that money was coming. I sure that still was happening until I got to the point where I needed that time for my acne clients. And then I wasn't as like, okay, let's go, right? The money was what I was making way more money in acne than I was doing facials. Same thing with makeup. Like, I realized I didn't really want to do makeup anymore, but I still was doing makeup for a whole summer until I was like, wait, I'm not making that much money doing makeup, and I'm making a lot more money doing facials or whatever I was doing in my treatment room. So you have to have a plan if you're going to pivot. Don't just abandon ship and walk away. I sold things. You know, I sold some of my makeup stuff. I sold some of my waxing stuff. I sold some of my sugaring stuff. You know, I was thoughtful about it. I didn't just like throw it away and like call it a day, you know? So it is important to be mindful when you pivot, but I just want to just tell you it's okay. It's okay if you want to pivot. Okay, so to summarize what we're doing, if you're pivoting or you're mid-pivot, I want you to be thoughtful and create a plan. I don't want you to just be like, I'm no longer doing makeup, and now you just don't show up to any of your makeup client appointments, or you just cancel them all. People ask you to do makeup and you say no. No, no, no. Unless you already have way more money coming in doing other things that you want to do. You still take those clients, those jobs, whatever it is, and then you just focus all of your time and energy on what it is you actually want to grow. So you're not, if you're doing makeup, like I was on makeup jobs and shoots and brides, I didn't put pictures of the brides that I did on my Instagram. I didn't, it was nowhere to be found. If you notice, my business name for my esthetician business is BLH Beauty. So that's my initials, Brittany Long Hageman Beauty, because it was originally was going to be a makeup business. I was just going to do facials for a while until I could make enough money doing my own makeup business. It did not work that way, and I just decided not to change my name because it didn't really matter. So don't just abandon ship, but be thoughtful about where you're going to focus your energy and then continue seeing the clients, taking the jobs until you no longer need to. And then at that point, you can be thoughtful about if you have equipment you can sell or whatever to get rid of to just make space, not only the figurative space in your life, but also mental space, having that stuff gone and then kind of making a little bit of money back. Obviously, you're not going to make the money you made, but a little bit of money back. It may take time. It may take a year. It may take 6 months. It may not be something that happens overnight, but you can totally do it. You just have to be really thoughtful about it, really intentional, and make a plan. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you next week. Have a fantastic week. Bye for now. Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helped my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.